us from the governor's office, Teo Jackson. I'm going to be brief. He's been with us since 3 o'clock. We also had Bridget, who could not stay no longer. So since he's in a rush, he's going to do his own introduction. Welcome, Teo.
Assalamu alaikum. Greetings and peace be unto you. My name is Teo Jackson, and I am the political director for the Deval Patrick campaign. Some of you might have seen my picture, my big head, in and around the community. I did run for Boston City Council, and I'm very happy to be here on behalf of Governor Patrick. I give you an apology because I didn't print out my speech, so it's actually on my phone. So great technology nowadays. I'd like to thank you on behalf of Governor Deval Patrick for inviting us here today. My counterpart, Bridget, was also here earlier, and she sends her greetings. It is a pity for us to have to come in such a time of sadness. For many people in the Commonwealth, the horrific bombings in Mogadishu may seem very far away. Many Americans and residents of the Commonwealth may not even realize that this tragedy happened a few short weeks ago. But I can assure you that our Governor Deval Patrick recognizes, just as Dr. Martin Luther King recognized, that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And as brothers and sisters, we are connected. When brothers and sisters fall in another country, there's a loss that is here and that is born on our hearts here in Massachusetts, too. The governor would like everyone to know that his thoughts are with the families of the victims. And sadly enough, many of them were students. And his thoughts and prayers are with the Somali community here in Massachusetts. And we will continue to be as one as we struggle with the complex issues related to the civil unrest in Somalia. The governor continues to place a premium on education and recognizes that education is of critical importance, not just for students in the Commonwealth, but for everyone in the world. And that is why this tragedy is even more poignant. Somalia's loss is one that is a loss of the world, and the loss has and is a loss of the minds of future students who sought to better themselves through seeking to educate themselves, and so doing could have contributed to a discussion on peace being waged in Somalia, Afghanistan, Kenya, Iraq, and as many medical students, they could have become medical students and solved some of the world issues, tuberculosis, malaria, HIV, AIDS, among others. Society, not just in Somalia, is robbed of these precious future framers on peace and equality. As you may know, a few weeks ago, the governor convened a summit of the Massachusetts Advisory Council, which elaborated 131 recommendations on how to address the concerns facing immigrants and immigrant families in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Some of these recommendations included extending in-state tuition to undocumented immigrant students, which is something that our governor definitely supports. And those students who have completed a certain number of years in school in the state, and increasing the numbers of translators at health centers, improving the implementation of bilingual education, and finding a better system to integrate foreign professional degrees into the state. And our work is not done yet. The governor certainly recognizes and appreciates the value that immigrant communities, and in particular, the Somali community, you are brothers and sisters, and I drink coffee at your spot on a regular, but yeah, okay. some strong coffee, brother. But we definitely appreciate all that immigrants, and as I stated before, the Somali community adds to our community here in Massachusetts. We are enriched and privileged to have you here. We ask you to continue to be a voice for change as we move to build a stronger commonwealth together, brick by brick. And we can't do it without you. And I'd like to let you know that we have a difficult election coming up. And it is an election that gives us two options. One option is to go backward and go back to administrations who don't care about the same things that we care about, administrations that don't invest in people. Or we can continue to move forward with Governor Patrick. And I guess one of the things that I think about in my life is, and I said it a bunch of times during my campaign, when we pass from here, there's three things on our headstone. There's our name, there's the date we were born, and there's the date that we leave here. And in between those two dates is a hyphen. And that hyphen is a question mark. That hyphen represents your life. And so the question is, what are we going to do on a day-to-day basis to make it better for other people? What are we going to do on a day-to-day basis to make better education for our children, safer neighborhoods for us all? And I submit to you that the person who would best make your hyphen mean something is Governor Deval Patrick. And we would like to continue to partner with the Somali community and to make sure that we have an open and honest dialogue, and also that we are able to get our Governor Deval Patrick in for another 4 years. So I ask, give it up for that. Yes, give it up. So I ask for your support, each and every one of you, to make sure, and this is not about a high level on the TV side of things, for you to speak to four or five people and let them know that we have a governor who cares about us, we have a governor who believes in the things that we believe in, and we want to be able to continue that legacy. So I thank you so much for having me, and I go in peace, and thank you again.